It's 3 o'clock. I'll bring that order, the regular session board meeting, Philomath Fire and Rescue. Present board members, myself, Rick Brand, Ken Corbin, Daphne Phillips, and Matt Kennedy on Zoom. Staff present are Chief Chancey Ferguson, Operations Chief Dan Eddy, Office Administrator Ashley Scott, Training Captain Victor Boberg, and from Volunteer Association.
No staff, no? We've got Andrew Lycon.
Yeah, Andrew Lycon's here. No Stephanie, though.
No okay. Stephanie.
Okay, so Andrew Lycon from representing, I suspect, the union?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And no guests in the room at this time. They're waiting out in the lobby. We'll introduce them later or let them introduce themselves. At this point, we're going to suspend the regular session meeting and move into executive session. Philomath Fire and Rescue will now meet in executive session pursuant with ORS 192.660 section 2E to conduct liberations with persons designated governing body to negotiate real property transactions. Representatives of news media or designated staff shall be allowed to attend the executive session. All other members of the audience are asked to leave the room. Representatives of the news media are specifically directed not to report on or otherwise disclose any of the deliberations or anything said about these subjects during the executive session, except to state that the general subject of the session as previously announced. No decision will be made in the executive session. At the end of executive session, we'll return to open session and welcome the audience back into the room.
Okay.
All right.
All right. I think everybody's familiar with the situation, and I wanted to let the board kind of discuss it quickly before we brought the Brown family in to talk about the things they wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess chance to ask me questions. I don't, like I said, I think I've shared everything that I know at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But we can bring the Browns in whenever you guys feel comfortable and
this
and such.
Doesn't so, strike me as a real estate transaction.
Leasing
or unleasing property. I guess we're developing.
Well, it still is.
It's the development of the property and
right
and ownership of the property.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, even if we're leasing it, the board, it's a thing that's a long-term lease, the
mm-hmm.
board should be, we'll end up having to vote on later on. So whatever information that we can have about it and any discussion we want to have about it before the Browns come in.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the things, the big thing is, okay, you know, it's not the fact that we're losing what we have there now, because we know why that all happened, because of our non-use and the lack of volunteers and maybe the inadequacy of the building for our purposes. But then there's also they're making an offer for the future.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, well, when you're ready to do something, then let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll negotiate something with another piece of property that we have, possibly.
Uh-huh, right.
So, but the thing about it is, if we decide to be able to go that route, a lot of times